All right, so I'm in Dade City today. Derek got me out of the house. I had the house to myself. We're doing
a miserable thing.
We're doing like an impromptu Beyond the Curve, the MX podcast goes to Dade City. Because, well, when your podcast partner and buddy tells you he has an announcement and there's a guy with a cowboy hat wearing our logo in the middle of it, you drive to Dade City and you watch track maintenance. So without further ado, I'm going to pass this off to my podcast partner because this is kind of something that we're all striving for, and today is the day, I guess, it starts.
It is. Today's the day. So Dade City, what is it, round six, I believe? Round five or round six, up here? I can't remember.
I believe it's round six.
Doesn't matter. We've been in the works for this for a long time now. We've been, Trey's been trying to give some subtle hints and been trying to get me to do this for the longest time, but... So we decided in conjunction with Beyond the Curve MX podcast that 827MX would be born. We decided to make the announcement today. Caleb Groves, our, I guess, future rider at this point, sole rider, and with my kids, our goal is to get Caleb Groves to Futures, Supercross Futures next year.
I like how you said that, the future rider trying to get the future. Yes. And he's a sole rider, so I guess like, he's got soul.
He's the one. So we HBI was born kind of in the same way. I guess I talked with Matt Bell about this and how we wanted to go about this, and we decided to take this route and get Caleb to the next step. So we formed 827MX, and here we are, finally making this announcement after months and months of processing. We still got a little ways to go, but...
How do you feel about being a guinea pig?
I feel honored. I mean, there's no other way to... No better way to get into it is just throw yourself in there. Yeah. I feel honored to be the guinea pig, you know, the test dummy, however you want to call it.
Hey, crash test dummies, they were popular, so...
Emphasis on the crash test.
We have to knock that part out.
we gotta work that out of his system.
Crashes are expensive.
Oh, yes.
That's right. We got 53 graphics coming on board with us. He's here with us at Dade City. There's a lot more in the works that we can carry on with the podcast here in a little while and make some more announcements towards the race team. But you'll hear a lot of updates from the race team on the podcast at this point from here on out. And our goal is to get this boy a new bike and start focusing on futures. Like I said, we have some sponsorship stuff lined up for fitness, riding, parts, the whole nine yards. So we got to get all that hashed out, but I think it's going to be an awesome experience for both of us and our kids at that. We're kind of jumping in blindfolded, you know, but there's no other way to do it. We just grasp the bull by the horns and see what we can do.
So I have a question for Caleb. This is something you wanted to do and something you're excited about, but in those realities of, okay, now the work starts. What's some realistic timelines for you as far as like working on the future stuff, working on getting those points, getting the training, diet? What's that look like for you over the next, let's say, 6 months?
So for the next 6 months, basically our main goal right now is just to make it to Loretta's. So we figured out, if you can qualify to the Rettas in the 250A class or 250 Pro Sport now, you automatically get your outdoor car if you make it to the Rettas. So that's our main focus right now. And then obviously getting my dietary plan underway and, you know, the whole fitness side of it probably going to be the main focus, at least for me, because I feel like that's been my main setback so far, is just my fitness, really. And I haven't really had really any idea on my own to figure out what's the best, you know, dietary plan or workout routine that I should be following, you know, for professional motocross racing.
Very good. No, that's exciting. I know Derek's got his part that he's going to do, but, you know, we started this journey with kind of Rylan reaching out and saying, hey, I'd like to be on the podcast. And that led to us seeing what it looks like to be in Supercross. And then with that, Michelle and I had the opportunity to see what it looks like to be a futures rider in Supercross. And now with Derek wanting to do this and wanting to work with you and your interaction with the kids, it's positive. So now you get to start that process. And I think it's going to be fun to cover that one on the podcast. So on those off weekends, we're going to have something to talk about. So
yeah, most definitely. Like looking back a year ago, you and I starting this thing, we're episode 52 this week. So, yeah, you know, a full year. I couldn't imagine where we're at right now, but it's kind of led to all of this. It's been probably a little over a year that we met Caleb. I watched him ride quite a bit, and we've talked about this on our podcast when he's been on, and it just the lack of guidance for him was the big thing. You and I have learned so much just in the pro world over the last year that we've spent figuring all this stuff out, and now being at Supercross when we're there, and just making the connections that I've made and you've made has helped kind of pave his way a little bit. And that's kind of what led me to the thought that we can do this. You know, we can, we got to get some sponsorship. Obviously this is not easy. And Matt Bell is a good one to tell you that a race team owner does not make money.
Yeah.
So we're clearly not in this for money. We're clearly in this to spend a lot of money, but to help somebody out, like you and I have talked, our goal is to help whoever we can and do what we can do. Obviously we can't go broke doing it, but if we have the opportunity to get somebody to that next level, then that's what we're going to do. So, you know, we brought A27MX to life because of that. Obviously my kids are going to be a part of it. They get to ride in it, but it's just another avenue for us. You know, as the podcast, as a race team, obviously we're all in this together in a way. So it's another avenue for us to get into the pro world and just kind of live out our hopes and dreams. And
very good. So what's the next step for you as the team principal?
We're setting the business up to be, 100%. At that point, my next steps over the next few months are sponsorship, getting him to Loretta's, and then, like he said, focusing on the things that we need most: fitness, stamina, getting outside these local tracks. Everybody knows Caleb's on the trophies tonight. I mean, the kid's dominant at the local races. We took him to the WW qualifier, and obviously he sees what the next step of competition is like. It's a whole nother world. Then we get to a regional, it's going to be another world on top of that. So, but most of his issue is just the stamina, the fitness, dietary, the whole nine yards. And we got something in the works for that we can level him up. And that's my main focus. And then coming towards the end of the year, mid to end of year, we're going to be focusing on pushing the Supercross futures. So we're going to have to get some Supercross riding in, get bikes set up, and then try to get our Supercross invitation, our futures invitation, because that's not an easy process. But we have everything lined up to do so. I mean, like I said, there's a lot in the works. This is like a never revolving door. You never find the finish line. But I like stress, clearly, somehow.
And for Caleb, this is a journey, because he is a working man. So this is going to be not like, he's not sitting at some, like, hey, I wake up and I go train, and he's actually working a real job and going to have to figure out how the journeyman gets this done. So for you, that life you've been living, hey, you're the Date City Warrior, you've done some other stuff, now you've got to start looking out. What changes in your mind, like, oh man, this is now my job versus my fun time?
So I'm actually fortunate enough to work at a company who is, they're fully aware of my intentions, to obviously become a professional motocross racer. So they've been super lenient with me, and like taking days off to go out to just out of town, go to these big races, go to these qualifiers. So, yes, it is a little bit of struggle, not being able to train throughout the week, as much as I would like to, at least. I have talked to my boss, and he has been more than willing to, help me out with that. you know, if I need to take a day off to go train
or... Oh, no. A little technical difficulty. Well, as we wait for Trey to come back, Dade City has 24-mile-an-hour gusts of winds today, so our camera blew over, but that's all right. We'll get back to where we were.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
I mean, it's raw. We're here at Dade City. We're at a track. We're getting ready to race, so it's raw content how we're doing this, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
That is privateer journey, though. I mean...
It is. I mean...
We all watched it go. I was like, oh, there it goes. But no, sorry. So for you, you've got leniency. You've got your boss is willing to work with you. So that is step one.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's a big part of it. Like us, we're 2 hours apart. So it's hard to go out and train together every day, figure out what we need to work on. I mean, we're on the phone with each other constantly. As this has been building over the months. We've talked about this. He had a ride before. I mean, we're not going to get into any of that, but I almost felt the need to do this in a way. Obviously, it's another burden on me to take on the extra stress, but I think it'll be worth it in the long run, and I think that he's got the talent to get where he needs to be and to run the futures, so... I'm excited for the journey.
I don't have a lot to offer. I do have 900 feet of whoops, sand whoops, if you really need to work on, like, just pounding whoops. I've got sand whoops.
So. Hey, that'll work. I mean, we'll hit that over and over again so I get them right.
We'll figure it out.
Whatever works.
But no, I'm excited. I was excited. Yes, I've been excited about this because I've been waiting for Derek to either spill the beans or, like, drop it. So
you can watch, I think, the last 5 episodes of the podcast. Are we ready for news?
Yeah.
Are we ready for news? No, we're not ready for news, but we are today at Dade City. We decided this would be the best place to do it.
Yeah, so. You even got me out of the house on my off weekend. So
drug you up here.
I know. It's all about me. I mean, really, in the grand scheme of things.
We should have went up and got the picture of Caleb on the plaques tonight and put it
we're
up
on
here.
The plaques tonight.
Oh, we'll get it. We can put it as the thumbnail.
There you go.
We can use that as a thumbnail.
Caleb wants to have an autograph session tonight, so
yep.
I'll steal this video from you and we'll put it on the Facebook tonight.
Well, I just want to say, as kind of the MC, I want to say congratulations to Derek for kind of this dream that you had as a kid, what you wanted to do, and you didn't necessarily get to do it for yourself, but now you're getting to pass it on. And for Caleb, for the opportunity to chase the dream, you know, and that's what you're doing. You're chasing the dream, but I want to say congratulations to both of you, and I look forward to whatever that role is that we play through Beyond the Curve, through Michelle and Trey Real Estate, through however our role falls. I look forward to that journey, hearing about it, the struggles, the good, the bad, and but I want you guys to finish it up for the day. Let us know, like, kind of like, hey, what's number one? I think tonight you got to win, but.
Yeah, most definitely. But you said it best. Like my childhood dream was to be pro. Didn't happen. I mean, I've been so injured, so down. I mean, my downs have been more than my ups. So to give somebody else the opportunity, to watch my kids on bikes has kind of set the stage for all of it. And then I couldn't do it. So I need my fulfillment a different way. What better way than to help somebody else out that you know can do it? Just the knowledge of doing it over the years, so we'll put it to use somehow. And it's a dream come true to be in the sport as it is, the way we are, and then to add this event or this fundamental part of it it's going to be cool. It's going to be blood, sweat, and tears, but it is what it is. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm glad to give you the opportunity to do it. So.
Forever thankful.
Any final thoughts for the rider?
I'm just forever thankful for the work and the blood and sweat and energy that you guys have put in to, you know, help me get to where I have the opportunity, you know, to potentially be able to do this. All I'm going to say is I'm going to give it everything I got and more.
I know you will.
I'm putting it all out on the table.
So I guess we can say on April 27th, 4/27, we start at 8/27.
There you go.
That's right.
So
here it is, 827MX up and running. Caleb's gonna start the night off with that. He was riding for Beyond the Curve MX podcast for a little bit, just to say he was riding for somebody. But you know, we've made it official at this point. So let's see where the journey takes us, and we'll go from there.
Well, congratulations to both of you. I am pretty pumped to see how this goes. I'm excited. Like, it's what we all wanted.
Yeah. So. We thank all of the supporters that we already have. Anybody that's supporting us through this and future supporters, you know, just know that you're supporting a dream and not, you know, it's not something that we're getting rich on. Like, it's literally just helping somebody, and we plan to help others down the road. Like, that is a future goal, is to help as many people as we can. But Caleb's going to be the guinea pig, and I think we can do it. So
get on that wheel and run fast.
Oh yeah, I will be running.
But for Derek Schaefer, dang, now I got to say too, for Derek Schaefer with DBS Custom Fabrications, Handyman Services, and 827MX,
Jack of all trades,
and his new rider Caleb Groves, getting started this evening. I'm still Trey Heath with Michelle and Trey Real Estate, and this has been Beyond the Curve, the MX podcast, goes to Dade City for team announcement.
There we go. That works.
827MX. Thank you all. Have fun and hang on to your hats.
Here we go, boys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.